Track 10. And now we come to our final news track. Teignbridge commemorates and celebrates VE Day 80 years on. It was a day when Teignbridge turned out the red, white and blue to both commemorate and celebrate. 80 years on from May the 8th, 1945, events ranging from remembrance services to community gatherings and beacon lighting all took place as the district marked the day that saw the end of World War II in Europe 8 decades ago. Flags were raised at 9 a.m. to start the day, and a 2-minute silence was observed locally and nationally at midday to honour the sacrifices of those who served. The day's events came to a poignant conclusion with the lighting of symbolic beacons at 9:30 p.m. to ensure that the lessons of the war are remembered and not repeated. Now, this article is surrounded by photographs. There's everything from the War Memorial service at Newton Abbott War Memorial, people enjoying cream teas, the beacon lighting, but there's one picture which caught my eye. And it says, it's a salute across 8 decades from Royal Navy veteran Philip Coker from Newton Abbott. The 99-year-old was an apprentice ordnance artificer based in Plymouth when victory in Europe was declared 80 years ago. And he has stood ramrod straight, saluting the flag.
Church's Gold Award for Green Efforts. A village church has won a gold award for its efforts to become environmentally friendly. St Mary's Church in Dunsford was awarded the Gold Eco Church Award from Christian charity Aroca UK. Aroca UK works to protect and restore the natural world and helps Christians and churches in the UK to care for the environment. The Eco Awards aim to encourage churches to connect environmental issues with their faith and mission. Churches are assessed on how sustainability and environmentally friendly practices are embedded in worship and prayer, buildings, land, advocacy, and educating the wider community. Bishop of Exeter, the Right Reverend Dr. Mike Harrison, presented the Gold Eco Church Award plaque at a service on Sunday, May the 4th, that recognised the church's hard work in achieving the award. Bishop Mike spoke about how he has been inspired to make changes in his own garden by sowing a wildflower meadow and how he is exploring creating a tree nursery to fulfil his dream of giving every church a tree to plant. After the service, Bishop Mike and the church congregation went outside to plant a tree, and the children planted the sunflowers they had grown.
Teenage Teamwork tackles 10 tours. Teams of teenagers from across the Southwest successfully completed the annual 10 tours challenge last weekend. A total of 2,400 youngsters set off from Oakhampton Camp on Saturday, navigating either 35, 45 or 55-mile routes across Dartmoor over 2 days. In his second year as event director, Colonel Matt Palmer said that operationally it had been a great success. After 2 years of doing it, I understand why it's such an inspirational event that puts a smile on your face, he said. Seeing the resilience of the youngsters have shown and the teamwork makes me extremely proud. In addition to the main challenge, 400 youngsters also took part in the Jubilee Challenge, a series of shorter routes up to 15 miles and designed for young people with a range of physical, neurological or educational needs. The article is surrounded by great colour photos of enthusiastic teenagers taking part, and one which shows the Red Devils parachute display team drop at the start of the challenge.
Making the right signals. Crowds gathered in Newton Abbot last week to witness the official unveiling of the town's restored British Railway Western Region signal gantry. The 70-year-old historic structure originally stood at the station, but was moved in the 1980s by David St. John Thomas to the nearby site of his then David and Charles publishing firm, now an Aldi supermarket. Age had caught up with the landmark gantry, so in 2023, owners Newton Abbot Town Council decided a refurbishment was in order. Curator Charlotte Dixon thanked all those who had been involved with the project, naming in particular the late David A. Lewis of Kingstainton, a former train driver whose generous legacy in his will kick-started the refurbishment. And as I say, there's photographs around this showing various people attending, and there's one of three South Devon Railway volunteers who were responsible for most of the hard work, admiring a plaque that has been put up.
Army nurse donates to Dawlish Museum. A retired army nurse has donated her uniform and a host of artefacts to go on display at Dawlish Museum. Jane Sutton, now aged 93, was a nurse in the Queen Alexandra's Royal Army Nursing Corps. June, who lives at the Rise Nursing Home in Dawlish, was a lieutenant colonel, having joined the army at the age of 16 in 1947, and later being recruited into the Queen Alexandra's after her nursing training. During her long service, she rose through the ranks, promoted to an officer in 1959 at the age of 28, and rising to a lieutenant colonel when she ultimately retired. She served in many British military hospitals around the world, including Munster in Germany, Hong Kong, Jamaica, Cyprus, and Nepal. During her stay in Cyprus, she was presented to Princess Margaret. All the nursing staff had to practice how to curtsy beforehand, but June can only remember the event because Princess Margaret chain-smoked throughout their meal and had a servant on hand with an ashtray. Museum spokesman Liz Botterill said, "We're very proud to have received from June the uniform and artefacts relating to her time in the Queen Alexandra's Royal Army Nursing Corps. Although we're only able to display a small portion of the items donated to us, everything has been conserved and photographed, and an album is available alongside the models of her dress, uniform, and ward dress."